All right, y'all. Saudi Arabia is endeavoring into two major mega projects. And wait till you hear what these are and why this is chilling. And I'm going to show you a prophetic side to this that I think that we should not be ignoring. So we're going to cover all this in today's segment. Let's talk about it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? It is Monday, October the 28th. We want to welcome today's program. We are going to be focusing on Saudi Arabia today. Before we get started, you know the drill. Hit that like button. Help us push this out. Get eyes on this. let the algorithm pick it up on here on YouTube. Let it be shared on Rumble as well. And of course, we welcome you guys on Apple and Spotify, and we pray that you are blessed and informed and encouraged by our podcast that we do throughout the entire week. Again, if you enjoy our content, be sure to help us out and give us a good review. That helps us go a long way and gets eyes on our program there in the podcast land as well. So again, this is End Time Headlines. News and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I am your host, Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And as I said at the introduction of this, we're going to be talking about Saudi Arabia today. I'm going to throw out some facts to you that I think is interesting that you should know. For example, Saudi Arabia is known for several key aspects ranging from its rich cultural heritage and even its religious significance, and even to the economic influence. For example, many are aware of this, many may not be, that Saudi Arabia is home to Islam's two holiest sites, Mecca and Medina. This is literally the birthplace of Islam. Every year, millions of Muslims around the world visit Mecca in Saudi Arabia for their Hajj pilgrimage, one of the five pillars of Islam. Again, as I said, this is the birthplace of Islam itself. Saudi Arabia plays a significant role in this and the Muslim world, and is often seen as a religious leader for Muslims globally. Oil production. Saudi Arabia is one of the world's largest producers and exporters of oil, thanks to its vast reserves in the Arabian Peninsula. Saudi Aramco, which is the state-owned oil company, is among the most valuable companies globally. Then you have the OPEC leadership. Saudi Arabia is the leading member of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or what this would be, the acronym would be OPEC, O-P-E-C. This gives a substantial influence over global oil markets and prices. Some former presidents knew this very well, and they had very strong ties to Saudi Arabia. The Bushes, George W. Bush and George Bush Sr., both of them had very strong ties to Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Arabia also has an economic reform and vision of 2030. Here we go, this whole Agenda 2030 thing. In its vision, its 2030 plan, Saudi Arabia aims to reduce its economic dependence on oil by developing sectors like tourism, entertainment, technology, and renewable energy. We're going to get into that today, so hang in there. And again, Saudi Arabia is known as the leading supplier of oil. Now, why do I keep reiterating that? Because when we get into some passages of the Bible, you need to remember this, because I believe, guys, Saudi Arabia is going to play a huge role in the coming emergence of the Antichrist in the last days. This helps bring trillions of dollars into the Middle East. And eventually, I believe it's going to help the kings of the nations. Again, this is why the Antichrist in the book of Revelation, he seeks out 10 kings. 10 kings who have not a kingdom yet will surrender their power over to the Antichrist in 1 hour's time. The current crown prince of Saudi Arabia wants to modernize their country All this to establish tourism. The Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is wanting to spend an estimated $500 billion to build the largest and most significant fourth industrial revolution smart city on the planet. Now, you say, well, wait a minute. What? I don't understand what a smart city is. Again, I'm just trying to be very pronounced here. So not everybody understands this, guy. So that's why we want to talk about this. A smart city is defined as one that uses artificial intelligence, hello, electronics, and modern technology to monitor and collect data on everything. Let me say that again. A smart city will no doubt use AI, electronics, and modern technology, and it will monitor and collect data on everything and everyone. So here is one of their big projects. I don't know if you've heard of this or if you've not, but Saudi Arabia is in, they are embarking in what's called a mega project called NEOM, N-E-O-M. And to build this, a new report, again, you can see the date of this report on your screen. They're requiring 20% of the entire world's steel. Wow, let that sink in, guys. This project, NEOM, and by the way, I want to pull this up on the screen. I want to show you this. This is, again, I find this intriguing. When you do a simple search on this, the name NEOM is a combination of the ancient Greek prefix neo, meaning new, and the Arabic word maskable, meaning future. When you put this together, the project literally means the new future. This is the way, this is where they're going. This is what they want. This is what they're designing. Saudi Arabia is spearheading this thing. Let's read a little bit of this. The major Saudi Arabian mega city construction, NEOM, is currently using 20% of the world's steel, according to a spokesperson for the project. NEOM is 10,200 square mile area in northwest Saudi Arabia that has been turned into the world's largest construction site as an urban living project launched in 2017 by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, and it's now underway. Again, we just told you that, what the agenda of this is. This is going to be, they want this to be the largest smart city in the world. Its flagship development is the horizontal city, the line, which will stretch across 105 miles with the ability to house 9 million people. Folks, that is a lot of people. Other projects include a winter resort, 12 luxury resorts, and a planned industrial city called Oxagon. NEOM's chief investment officer spoke at the Global Logistics Forum in Riyadh on the weekend of October the 13th. According to the business news outlet Arabian Gulf Business Insight, she said that NEOM is going to be the largest customer in logistics over the next decade. If you look at our demand in logistics, it's 5% of the global logistics market. She added that, quote, we are 20% of the global steel market. If you look at our demand in elevators, cement, and so on, put simply, NEOM is going to be the largest customer over the next few decades. Even a steel industry consultant with over 20 years experience and chief executive of steel industry news outlet Steel on the Net told Newsweek that this is, quote, an unprecedented colossal amount of steel for one construction. Wow. Quote, I can't think of any projects that come anywhere near that. He said, you sometimes have some very large transnational oil and gas pipelines, but nothing comes near to 20% of the world's consumption. He went on to say that, quote, it leaves anything else absolutely way behind. Really? The official cost of building NEOM was anticipated to be $500 billion, although analysts believe it likely will cost a lot more, according to a BBC report. The country as a whole has spent $1.3 trillion on building and infrastructure over the past 8 years. Now, guys, again, this largest smart city that Saudi Arabia is constructing, it will, again, this will be managed and controlled. We're talking about resources, which is the land, water, transportation, everything will be completely managed and controlled. Everything and everyone will abide by rules of the green agenda. This is what this is the whole purpose of these smart cities. And this this vision, if you would, is they're wanting this not just in the Middle East, they're wanting this across the globe. Don't make no doubts about this. NEOM, again, the word NEOM literally means the new future. And this is preparing to be the model for the rest of the world. An environmentally conscious green city that is a dream come true for the globalists, the entrepreneurs, the creators and inventors of technology, and all the billionaires right on the forefront that are pushing this. Now, this is not the only thing that Saudi Arabia has got their hands in. They're also constructing what is called Mukab, and it is the world's largest building. Let me pull this up. This is unbelievable, guys, that we're even talking about this, because I'm going to show you some parallels that are stunning. Here's the article, New York. This is the New York Post. Saudi Arabia is breaking ground on $50 billion Mukab, the world's largest building, which could hold 20 Empire State Buildings. Okay, here is a picture of this on your screen. Ground has officially been broken on Saudi Arabia for what is expected to be the world's largest building. The ambitious $50 billion project called Mukab in the capital city of Riyadh is part of a wave of futuristic construction across the Arab nation. And we just told you what one of those was just a few moments ago. So you've got this and NEOM and Mukab, both. Again, this is a rendering that you're looking at on your screen of this massive Mukab. Again, I wanted to look up the word Mukab, and in Arabic, it means cube. Again, in Arabic, it means cube. Now, I'm going to show you why all this is interesting in just a moment. Let's read some more about this. Okay, according to the report, the skyline redefining Mukab will clock in at 1,300 feet high and 1,200 feet wide when completed, giving it enough volume to contain 20 Empire State Buildings. Offering the dining, retail space, offices, and restaurants, the massive cube will be its downtown in a box with 2 million square feet of floor space. This is unbelievable, guys. Many will also call the cube home. There it is, because it will feature 104,000 residential units and 9,000 hotel rooms. The builder boasts that the Mukab will be, quote, human first, and that green spaces, there it is, will be accessible within 15 minutes of any location in the cube. Hello, that is the very epitome of a smart city. The new Maruba Development Company also boasted it will use artificial intelligence to create immersive experiences for Mukab visitors that includes gigantic screens that will cover the outside of the square in the style of the Las Vegas Sphere. Though the project is meant to move Saudi Arabia toward a more modern future, the company said it is deriving design inspiration from the local ecology and recreational architecture. Now, here's a picture of this. Look at this. Again, all of this, this is the blueprint of this thing that's going to be, again, 1,300 feet high, 1,200 feet wide. And they say the inspiration of this comes from local ecology and regional architecture. I think it comes from something else. Let me show you where I think they're getting this from. If you ask me, it sounds like they're getting it out of Genesis chapter 11. Let me read this to you. Now, the whole earth had one language and one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. By the way, that is in Baghdad. That's literally in Iraq, right around in the area of Baghdad, Iraq, is where this was. And they dwelt there. And then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, quote, come, let us build ourselves a city. Somebody say a city in the chat. And a tower whose top is in the heavens. Look at that. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the entire face of the earth. Guys, can let me know if you if that is, let me know what you think about that in the chat. Is that not, do you not think that this, the construction of this mukab is literally a replica? It's literally a type and shadow of the Tower of Babel. We are, again, there's no new thing under the sun. That which was is that which shall be. This is literally amazing. This is profound because, again, I told you there's, I believe there's prophetic significance in all this. And again, guys, help me out. Hit that like button. Don't forget to do that. We always, we'd love to see at least as many likes as there is views. So if we can get more than that, that's great because that's going to help us push our material out there. And again, the new project is one facet of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's attempts to, quote, modernize the country. His Saudi Vision 2030 project aims to reduce the nation's dependence, again, on oil revenue, diversify the economy, and build up public service sectors. But there's more details, guys, surrounding these projects. For example, NEOM itself, look at this headline, quote, thousands of laborers are dying every year amid the construction of Saudi Arabia's futuristic The Line megacity and horrific working conditions, with up to 21,000 dead since 2016. Again, according to the stunning report from the Daily Mail, thousands of laborers are dying every year amid the construction of this futuristic megacity in Saudi Arabia. The kingdom's controversial ruler, again, this is Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, is spending trillions to transform his country and in his international image while diversifying away from oil and its primary source of wealth. And again, this is all for his Vision 2030 initiative. New figures reveal that 21,000 migrant workers from India, Bangladesh, Nepal, and Nepal have all died since this thing was launched, again, back in 2016. Now, I want to show you, there's some pictures here. Again, I know you guys listening by podcast can't see this, but for those who have the visual option to see this, here is some, I want to show you some of the gallery of this. Again, this is the blueprints of this, and we're going to scroll through this. This is all the building and construction of this. As you can see, these are concept images. So here you see it's almost like a octagon shape here. So listen, I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your comments. I'd love to hear your views on this. Is there something I'm missing here? Because I'm seeing something major here. Let me get to the prophetic edge to this. When I read the book of Daniel, guys, I see where Saudi Arabia is going to be a key country when it comes to the end times. And let me show you what I'm talking about. In the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 24 through 27, if you have your Bible, if you're listening by Apple and Spotify, if you want to open up Daniel 9, 24 through 27, I'm going to read this from the New King James. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city, that's Jerusalem, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublesome times. Now watch this. Scroll down here, verse 26. And after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people, look at this, of the Prince who is to come. I want you to type that out in the chat, if you would. The Prince who is to come. Guys, and who this Prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with the flood until the end of the war. Desolations are determined. Then he, again, this he here is referring to this Prince who is to come, shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. We've talked about this. This is the Antichrist. Okay, And he's going to confirm a covenant with many nations for 7 years with the nation of Israel. But in the middle of the 7-year treaty, he will break the covenant, bring an end to sacrifice and offering. He will erect the image of the beast in which the ant or the false prophet will help him do that. And they will erect this thing on, and it will be called the wing of abominations that will make one makes, excuse, let me back up and get tongue tied. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate. Again, Jesus mentioned it's in Matthew 24. He said, when you see the abomination that makes Jerusalem desolate, he mentions it. John talks about this in the book of Revelation. Even into the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. Now stop. Let's back up here. So we know that this is referring to the Antichrist who is coming, right? All right. Notice the terminology that Daniel uses. He calls him, quote, the prince who is to come. Now, guys, again, this is why when I read internet blogs, social media comments, and people say Donald Trump's going to be the Antichrist, you need to watch him. No. Again, this is letting me know that you don't know the Bible. You have to stick to scripture. I believe the scripture, guys, if you really dig into the scriptures and study this, it gives you major clues to the location of where the Antichrist is going to emerge from. Here's what's interesting. Now, I want to preface this by saying, I'm not saying to you the Antichrist is coming out of Saudi Arabia, but what I do want to say to you that I find it very intriguing that he's called the prince who is to come. Now, again, Saudi Arabia is known for having princes. Hello? Is that not profound? That is, to me, that's very interesting. Okay. Let me throw you something else out here. If you've never seen this, this is going to blow you away as well. All right. I'm going to go to Daniel chapter 11, and Daniel, he begins to see into the future, and he's prophesying here about when the Antichrist will come to power, when what he does. And it says in verse 23, after the league made with him, he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up and shall become strong with the small people. So Daniel was saying the Antichrist, remember, he's the little horn that rises up among the ten. Remember that? Remember Nebuchadnezzar saw the 10 toes? He saw the feet with the 10 toes. John in Book of Revelation says there'll be 10 kings. But the Antichrist is called the little horn that rises up among them. So he starts out small, but becomes very big. He becomes great. Your Bible says that the whole world wanders after the beast. And they begin to say, who can make war with the beast? To me, that's intriguing. Starts out small, but becomes great. Now this is so profound, and this is where I wanted to end with all this. I want to tie all this together. All right, so then verse 24, he, referring to the Antichrist, shall enter peaceably. Come on, the Antichrist appears on the scene in a diplomacy of peace. This is why he is the rider on the white horse that has the bow with no arrows, because he comes in a diplomacy of peace. Remember Daniel 9:27, he signs a covenant of peace. He signs a treaty. He comes and enters peaceably, right? But look what look at verse 24. He will enter peaceably even upon the fattest places of the province. Now I'm reading from the King James. When you read this, this doesn't really do much for you, but this is why it's always important to go to the original language. You go to the original Hebrew, and in this case, it's the Hebrew, and then you go to the New Testament, and you go into the Greek. The word fattest here is oily, and the word province here is Medina. You know, Medina as in Medina, Saudi Arabia. So let me read this with the original Hebrew language. The Antichrist shall enter peaceably even among the oily places of the Medina province, aka could be Saudi Arabia. This is very intriguing. Watch this. And he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among them the prey and spoil and riches. Yea, and he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds, even for a time. Guys, is it? Am I the only one that thinks this is profound? Let's recap this, and we're going to close out this segment. Here is Saudi Arabia, an area known as a leading supplier of oil that helps funnel trillions of dollars across the Middle East, who is now embarking on major projects, building a NEOM, which is literally called the New Future, and it's the model for the entire world of a smart city, what the future is going to look like. And they're constructing a modern-day Tower of Babel, which is called the Mukab, which is a modern Tower of Babel, which was consequently built literally in the Middle East, in Iraq. And your Bible says that the Antichrist will call the prince, he is called the prince who is to come. Again, I'm not implying that Muhammad bin Salman is the Antichrist. Could he be? Possibly. I don't know. I'm not going to be that narrow-minded. I can tell you one thing. It's not Donald Trump, because he doesn't fit any of this. Stop looking at the Bible through an Americanized Western lens. Not Bible prophecy, guys, does not center around America. I hate to burst your bubble, but it doesn't. I've said this before. America is not even mentioned in a major war of Gog and Magog, Ezekiel 38:39. But you know what's interesting? You know who else is not really mentioned in that war, as far as in direct conflict, is Saudi Arabia. They're kind of sitting on the sidelines. But notice here that the Antichrist, when he does emerge, he will come in a diplomacy of peace. He will enter peaceably upon the oily places of Medina. And the Bible says that he will scatter among them the spoil and the riches. Why? Can I just throw an hypothesis out here? Wouldn't it be something that all of this is constructed and here comes the Antichrist on the scene? Could you imagine, just take this trip with me just for a second. Could you imagine the toys and the resources and the riches and the spoils that the Antichrist would have at his disposal if this stuff is constructed and it comes to fulfillment? I'm talking about NEOM and the Mukab, all this stuff. Could you imagine the Antichrist taking seat of power over all that and having that at his disposal? We're talking about full AI. We're talking about surveillance. We're talking about the oil. We're talking about the riches. We're talking about the whole shebang, all of it. Guys, to me, this is major. I think we need to be really, really paying attention to what's going on. I know we're supposed to focus on Israel because they're the fig tree, okay? But don't overlook what's happening in Saudi Arabia. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, we do have a free app. It's available on Apple and Android. This is how you can keep up with our ministry, everything that we do, everything we put out, every headline, every breaking news, podcast, everything's right there at your fingertips. Just download the app today and hit yes to push notifications. And as always, we'd love to have you guys pray about becoming a monthly partner. Our ministry is completely partner operated. Again, no merchandise, no subscription fees, no app fees. If you wish to support this ministry, whatever that looks like for you, you can do that two different ways, electronically, or you can give by check or money order right there on your screen at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. And guys, don't forget, it's Monday. That means tonight, right here, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on our YouTube channel, we will be live. And we will come together for corporate prayer and a time of seeking the face of the Lord for you, your family, your needs, our nation, and whatever things are going on that we need to pray about. And again, if you've not, if you're listening by or watching by any other source out there, by social media, and you do, and you've not subscribed to our YouTube channel, we wanted you to come over here and subscribe so you can be a part of this again and join us tonight and every Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on our YouTube channel. So we're going to sign off for now, guys. We'll see you guys in just a short while tonight at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.